Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York City, practitioners raise awareness of persecution during UN General Assembly. Shenyun Symphony Orchestra debuts 2017 Asia Tour in South Korea. One woman's story, I found Falun Gong after a lifetime exploring other spiritual paths. Repeatedly incarcerated for his faith, former police officer's life in danger. Chinese consulate attempts to interfere with Falun Gong activities on University of Georgia campus. And Falun Gong banners and posters seen all over China. Now for the stories.
New York City. Practitioners raise awareness of persecution during United Nations General Assembly. Falun Gong practitioners came to One Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza on the morning of September 18, 2017, calling for a stop to the suppression in China during the United Nations General Assembly. The 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly began on September 12th at its headquarters in Manhattan, New York, with the annual general debate taking place on September 19th through the 25th. The theme for this year's debate was focusing on people striving for peace and a decent life for all on a sustainable planet. With group meditation banners and posters, practitioners urged world leaders to pay attention to the 18-year-long persecution in China and help stop these severe human rights violations. Ms. Yi Rong, president of the Global Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party in New York, said that the principles cherished by Falun Gong practitioners, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, not only help China's peace and stability, but also bring blessings to the world. She said because of bad deeds that Chinese communists have committed against practitioners and Chinese people in general, we are helping people quit the regime to oppose human rights violations and state terrorism. Practitioners came onto the One Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza again on the morning of September 19 and held up banners alongside major roads nearby. Later in the morning, police officers were dispatched to the adjacent 2nd Avenue. At the crossing of 2nd Avenue and 50th Street, police officers not only allowed practitioners to stay, but also helped make them highly visible at the spot. President Donald Trump's motorcade came shortly afterward and passed in front of the large banners at the crossing. It began to rain in the afternoon. As the president's motorcade came out of the United Nations headquarters, it passed again in front of the banners and practitioners standing in the rain, calm and determined. Falun Gong practitioners continued their efforts until Friday. From morning to dusk, practitioners maintained a presence at One Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, nearby roadsides and surrounding areas, telling people the benefits of Falun Gong and urging a stop to the atrocities in China.
Shenyun Symphony Orchestra debuts 2017 Asia Tour in South Korea. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra's second Asia tour began on September 17, 2017, at the Daegu Concert House in Daegu, South Korea. This was the first time the Shenyun Symphony Orchestra has performed in South Korea. Many audience members, impressed by the unique melodies, said they felt the music was from the divine. The performance at Daegu received 3 encores. The performance the following day also met with long and warm applause. Park Sung-won, a professor of music at the Busan University and conductor of the Pohang Municipal Symphony Orchestra, said, "The most touching part of the performance was that the music was performed with the perfect combination of Chinese and Western musical instruments. With the perfect fusion of Eastern and Western musical instruments, the music presented by Shenyun was marvelous." He said the performance was beyond words. "This is a very successful performance. The composition is very outstanding, and the performance of all the artists, including the solo vocalists, was impeccable." One audience member, who is an architect and company representative, remarked during the second day's concert, "I sensed a powerful energy during the performance, and this energy actually originated from a powerful force somewhere deep within the heart." Shenyun music, with its high and low notes, gives people a mythical and refreshing feeling. It felt as if this music came from heaven, a heavenly music, something I heard for the very first time. It was beautiful. I felt what it's like to be in a higher place that is pure and extremely comfortable. He said the performance was very different from what he had experienced previously, and the coordination between Chinese and Western instruments was simply perfect.
One woman's story. I found Falun Gong after a lifetime exploring other spiritual paths. Eva Marie practiced a spiritual school that originated in Japan for many years, and even taught it. One day in 1997, while she was sitting in meditation, a thought clearly appeared in her mind. What are you doing? There is another way to connect to God. She felt that this message was true, so she decided to give up her long-practiced spiritual school. She sincerely told all her students that she would not practice that spiritual school any longer, as she no longer believed it to be a correct path. Her primary source of income came to an abrupt halt as a result. Looking back to this time 20 years ago, she said, "I stopped all spiritual practices and all my income ceased. I did not know where the correct path was or what to do next. I felt I had nothing and nowhere to go." After Eva Marie graduated, she started a training center on business relations and communication. In the fall of 1998, she and another psychologist went to participate in a training class. She was told that the event organizer practiced Falun Gong. "What is Falun Gong?" she asked. The organizer showed her the exercises and gave her some Falun Gong books. At home that night, Eva Marie put her 3-year-old son to bed and took out the book Juan Falun to read. She recalled, "I had tears when I read several sections. I was shocked. This book tells all heavenly secrets. It is a true revelation." She finished reading the book within 2 days. She said, "After reading this book, I enlightened that Master directed me in my life and took care of me. Master teaches us that he removes the bad things from us. I said in my mind, I am following the correct path now. All I have experienced until now was a test and in preparation for today. I treasure practicing Falun Gong. I will use all I have to expose the persecution until it stops. No power can stop me. I will continue my efforts to introduce Falun Gong to the public and raise awareness about the persecution to help bring it to an end."
Repeatedly incarcerated for his faith, former police officer's life in danger. A former police officer in Mudanjiang City has been arrested 3 times and imprisoned for 5 years for refusing to give up his faith. Mr. Dai Qihong is a practitioner of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted in China since 1999. His most recent arrest took place just a few weeks ago on September 1st, when he went to a local police department to request the release of an illegally incarcerated practitioner. The police put him in Mudanjiang Detention Center, where he went on a hunger strike for 8 days. His health started to decline, and he was rushed to an emergency room. Mr. Dai was first arrested in March 2008 when he was telling people near Mudanjiang Airport about the persecution of Falun Gong. His trial in January 2009 was merely a formality. Shortly after the hearing, he was sentenced to a 5-year prison term and sent to Mudanjiang Prison. Mr. Dai was transferred to Jiamusi Prison in July, where regular incidents of torture continued. He was brutally beaten in August and shocked with electric batons until his face was disfigured and the flesh in his mouth festered. He was later force-fed. By the time Mr. Dai was released, his wife had divorced him under pressure, and he no longer had a job. A few years later, while Mr. Dai was visiting the family of a practitioner who had died as a result of the persecution, 25 officers and local officials broke into the practitioner's home and took Mr. Dai away. He was detained for 15 days.
Chinese consulate attempts to interfere with Falun Gong activities on University of Georgia campus. Falun Gong practitioners from the Atlanta area gathered at the University of Georgia on September 18th and 19th, 2017, to raise awareness among students and faculty members about the Chinese Communist Party's suppression of Falun Gong over the past 18 years. More than 1,000 students, faculty, and staff members signed petitions condemning the persecution. Influenced by the Chinese consulate, the Chinese Students Association planned activities to interfere with the event, but were ultimately unsuccessful. The University of Georgia is the largest university in the state of Georgia and currently has about 1,000 students from China. Outside the Tate Student Center, practitioners set up a tent and displayed banners and posters about Falun Gong and the ongoing persecution in China. Through reading the materials and talking with practitioners, many passers-by were surprised to learn about the various tortures inflicted by the communist regime on practitioners in China for their beliefs. Many expressed a will to help practitioners by signing a petition calling for an end to the brutalities. Others with a strong interest in meditation systems learned how to do the exercises during the event. The Chinese Students Association, a campus organization with close ties to the Chinese consulate, made several attempts to recruit students to undermine the practitioners' event. Notices were sent on the evening of September 17th and the morning of September 18th from the organization's official account on WeChat, a social media platform that is widely used by Chinese. The notice read, "Falun Gong will set up a booth at Tate tomorrow to defame China." The notices also included a link to a Google document that asked for volunteers to protest. This notice was quickly reported to the FBI branch in Atlanta. An officer said they would pay close attention to it and take appropriate actions against any who would violate human rights, commit hate crimes, or work for overseas communist governments. One of the practitioners who organized the Falun Gong event said that quite a few Chinese students showed up during the 2 days, and many accepted materials from practitioners. "We did not see protests as those encouraged by Chinese Students Association notices," he said. In fact, from follow-up discussions on WeChat, it seems that very few students were willing to participate in activities backed by the Chinese consulate.
Falun Gong banners and posters seen all over China. Falun Gong banners and posters have recently appeared along many main streets, crossroads, and other public spaces in China. The banners convey the goodness of Falun Gong and raise awareness of its persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, as well as the ongoing efforts to bring former dictator Jiang Zemin to justice. The banners have been spotted in Qingdao, Shandong Province, Changchun, Jilin Province, Beijing, Qifeng, Inner Mongolia, Liaoning Province, Nanchang, Jiangxi Province, Chiangtai, Hubei Province, Hubei Province, and Shaanxi Province. Falun Gong was first taught to the public in 1992 and became popular due to its effects on health and well-being. Fearing its fast-growing, widespread popularity, Jiang Zemin, former head of the CCP, initiated a brutal campaign against Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. Countless practitioners have been imprisoned and thousands have been killed over the past 18 years. In the face of continuing persecution, practitioners in China use many creative ways to inform the public of the benefits of Falun Gong and to let them know of the persecution, risking arrest in the process. People who see the banners and posters often nod in agreement. One viewer even wrote, "I agree," on a poster that read, "All of China should sue Jiang Zemin." Many people have accepted informational materials from practitioners. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.